One of the principal reasons that St. Michael is one of the more powerful intercessors has to do with one of the things that the fathers of the church mention, which is originally St. Michael was the guardian angel of Israel, the chosen people. At the time in which the church was founded, his guardianship was transferred from a specific group of people now to the actual church. And as a result of that, he's one of the angels that we can have a strong devotion to in order to protect us, to guide us, to help us to remain faithful to the church. He's also the primary angel who combats with Satan. So because he was given the power to cast Satan out of heaven and all the other angels, his power to protect us is very often is considered greater because of God's commissioning of him. A lot of people, when they think of spiritual warfare, they think of what they see in the Hollywood movies, which does occur, but it's extraordinarily rare. Even in cases of possession, it's extraordinarily rare. But the primary thing people experience in relationship to spiritual warfare is attacks, principally according to the spiritual writers, on the imagination and the emotions. And so they'll cause desolations. They can even cause people to have amorous feelings for each other, to have feelings of elation, but they'll do that in order to drive the person to do things that they normally wouldn't do. St. Michael can then be invoked in order to ask him to protect our faculties, that is our imagination and our emotions, so that we don't succumb to what the temptations that the demons actually have. He can also be asked to inspire us to combat them, to give us the strength to combat them ourselves. It's not just a matter of we sit by passively and then he takes care of it, but he can do that, but then he can also be asked to strengthen us so that we can combat our own spiritual battles, and then we can ourselves become increase in virtue, become more virtuous, and become victorious in that ourselves. Several hundred years ago, St. Michael appeared five times to three archbishops in the cave in Italy, and as a result of that, he mentioned that he wanted people to take the stones from the cave because they became relics of his in a certain sense. Obviously, they're not first-class relics, but they are like second-class or third-class relics in the sense of that these are things now that we can use to combat the diabolic. Many people who have used the relics have found the stones to be very powerful in protection, and we've even had people liberated by their use from possession. The St. Michael prayer, which most lay people say is actually a cut-down version of the prayer to St. Michael, is sometimes what it's called, but it's also the exorcism against apostate angels written by Leo XIII. And so he had a vision of something in the church. We don't know the full contents of the vision, but he drafted shortly thereafter this longer version to St. Michael, and then there's a cut-down version which now the lay people can actually say as well. And so this prayer, the church has always encouraged for the longest time. In fact, Leo XIII ordered it to be said after every Mass by the faithful, specifically invoking St. Michael for protection against diabolic incursion. So the importance of the devotion to St. Michael, especially in the context of the spiritual warfare, has to do with the fact that he is the primary angel which God set to combat Satan. It's like any other angel. The more you get them involved in your life, the more you petition him, the more powerful he becomes in your life, and the more protection that he will provide. Also, if you're under attack, seeking him and asking him to ward off the attack very often will result in the cessation of the attacks. And so we encourage people to have a strong devotion to him. We also encourage it, especially as a family devotion, but especially the fathers whose primary obligation is to protect the family as well spiritually, to have a strong devotion to St. Michael and to get him involved in the protection of the family. Benedictio Dei omnipotentis, Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, descendit super vos et manet semper. Amen.